Hello, it is 9 a.m. in New York, 4 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 9 p.m. in Bangkok. This is Sunday Schneiderbean from SundayBean.com, and I'm an expat coach and strategist who is on a mission to help you make the most of life abroad, no matter where you are. So, I'm going to ask you something. How often do you celebrate? And I'm not talking Friday night or your children's birthday parties or even New Year's Eve. I mean, how often do you celebrate you and what you've accomplished? I see what you're doing. You're looking off to the side and you're totally scanning your brain for an answer. And you answer me silently going, never. Listen up. Taking the time to celebrate your achievements, both big and small, is one of the easiest and unfortunately most often overlooked step to moving forward in any area of your life. You need to celebrate your success because, quite frankly, no one else will do it for you. I want to tell you something from my own experience this year. Now, at the turn of the new year, 2016, my life took a dramatic shift after there were terrorist attacks where we were living in Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso. That catapulted our whole family into a life split between continents and landed me in Switzerland in charge of my two young boys and business. Of course, my partner had his assignment to deal with in Burkina and to deal with missing his family. At the same time, I had a lot on my shoulders. Every single pickup and drop off at school, no car. Every meal, every shoe to tie, every trip to the grocery store, toilet to clean, late night cough, load of laundry, every single flipping tooth to brush was on my shoulders. And on top of this, I was doing my best to transition my kids into this new school and an unexpected new life. And I had a business to run. So about 4 weeks into this, I woke up one morning feeling super exhausted. And I realized I'd been, full to the brim with household responsibilities and business and client stuff nonstop for weeks. In addition to already feeling my own effects of this recent transition, I was operating on full throttle. I'd organized, I'd optimized, I'd planned, I'd prioritized. To be honest, more was not possible. So I sort of mustered up everything I could for that morning to do another day, and I was slurping down this last sip of cold coffee at 6:50 a.m., helping my four-year-old zip his jacket up for school, and it hit me. Sunday, you've managed to send your kids to school with clean underwear every day for weeks. Woohoo! Seriously! I was so excited. There I was, looking at my children on our way to school, and I thought, I did it. This is massive. This is something worth celebrating. And okay, let's not count the time where I sent my four-year-old to school in the eight-year-old's undies, but they were still clean. Anyway, after this realization, I closed the door on our way out to school, closed it behind me, and I did mental fist bump in the air, like, boom, I nailed it. I felt on fire. In that moment, I just saw this mundane act of getting clean underwear as something heroic. Heroic for me in my circumstances. And I know you might think that I don't have the bar set very high. But you know what? This was worth celebrating to me. And it made me feel great. And it helped me see what was working. And it was a way for me to honor all of the work I had been doing for my family and for my clients. So why am I sharing this with you today? because some of you who are listening are stay-at-home moms, or you're an expat spouse that goes from assignment to assignment, and no one is going to give you a six-month review and a bonus. Because some of you are getting up every day and going to work, and you don't really feel appreciated, maybe not even at home. And you've got to wait 6 months until anybody gives you formalized feedback and tells you about your progress. This is important because if you look closely enough, you perform what one of my clients calls acts of heroism in the mundane every day. And if you don't celebrate that, you are missing out. One of the reasons I think this is so important, because when people think about celebrating, they just think about having fun, adding a little more joy in your life. But to be honest, it's way more than that. Celebrating is honestly a way to gain a more realistic picture of reality. Now, some people think that celebrating is a way to make yourself bigger than you are and, you know, claim importance, but that's not the truth. We know from neuroscience that positive experiences slip off like an egg on a greased frying pan, and negative experiences stick like Velcro, right? We needed that to survive. Those were really important survival strategies for millennia. However, psychology tells us that by recalling the positive, we actually restore balance to our memories. And you know, if we were left to our own devices, that we would just cling to those negative events. Think about when you've had a bad day. Maybe one person said one thing and it ruins your entire day, and you completely ignore all the other good things that happened that day. You actually stop seeing what's beautiful right in front of your eyes. You stop seeing all the things that you did well. So when we're left to our own devices and we're not mindful about it, we actually allow more space in our brains for self-criticism. I don't know about you, but I think we could all use a little less self-criticism and a little more of a reality check. So celebrating is another way of saying to honor, to notice. And this act of honoring and noticing is one way to correct this distorted image that you walk around having about yourself and your accomplishments. And having a more balanced view of reality, what I have seen, it actually gives you self-confidence and it helps you recognize what you've accomplished. And this is how it works out. I do this with my clients. I always encourage people to celebrate. If they did something, I'm like, did you celebrate it? How are you going to celebrate it? If you've worked with me before, you know I always talk about celebrating. And when I see clients actively celebrate, all of a sudden, they start seeing everything they've accomplished. They start seeing the mountain of successes growing, and their confidence skyrockets. And that matters. It matters because then you're so much more motivated to take risks in your life, to try new things, to get out of the house and do something different, to have the confidence to write that letter of application and send it in, to finally show up in your relationships, in your profession, in your family, in ways that you are proud of. So celebrating isn't just for fun. It is, one, a way to balance the way we see reality, and it helps you feel really amazing deep down. You need to actively celebrate your success because no one else will do it for you. And it's really important. Why is this so important? Because you don't want to be walking around life with a distorted view of yourself. Come on, especially if you go from negative to more positive. Because it feels good. And that is seriously reason enough. And because if you want to move forward in any aspect of your life, you will do it so much faster and better if it comes from a balanced, self-confident space. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Sunday, I can't even think of one thing worth celebrating. And I get it. If you haven't been doing this regularly, it might feel hard to see what you're not seeing. But I promise I will help you with that. And I have to say, I mean, I confess, celebrating the little stuff isn't something that came naturally to me. This isn't something I've been doing since I was a kid. I had to practice it. I realized how many life events I just ran by without looking back. Graduating from university, graduating from my master's degree, you know, getting a German certificate, just racing by my accomplishments, looking ahead towards the next and not looking back. And when you start looking back and acknowledging your celebrations, this is where it starts to feel amazing. But I warn you, if it feels awkward in the beginning, it's a little bit like that time when you're in third grade and they send the recorder home with you to play, I don't know, hot cross buns. And it sounds awful in the beginning and awkward. But after a few weeks of practice, you're able to hit the right notes. Okay, so if you practice it, you're going to get used to it. And this is a way that you can take note of all the acts of heroism you accomplish every day. You just don't know it yet. So I promise I'm going to help you discover what is worth celebrating. And I know that you're going to feel amazing and you're going to feel stronger and you will be letting in the truth. You need to actively celebrate your successes because no one else will do it for you. So here are four ways to find reasons to celebrate. These are milestones, and they seem simple, but they are unexpectedly powerful. So if you're listening and you're somewhere where you can get a pen and paper, I want you to do it right now. And if you're driving your car and it's not safe to grab a pen and paper, obviously, or you're doing something where you don't have access to it, I want you to rewind to the last few minutes of this podcast and write it down when you can. Remember, this is important. So you start by just picking something important in your life. Think about, I don't know, your most recent move, maybe a specific time with your family, or even the last 2 weeks, right? So picture something in your mind. And now I want you to brainstorm examples, big and small, for each of these milestones. And I'll give you an example to help guide you. So the first one, I want you to complete the sentence. Milestone one, I accomplished. What have you accomplished in the last few weeks or during this event that you're thinking of? For me, I shared with you, I accomplished getting the laundry done. And you know what? That was worth celebrating. So I accomplished the level of organization that you need to manage the family and the business at an operational level. Milestone number two, I learned. What did you learn during this period of time? So for me, honestly, during this period of time, I learned that I am really cranky if I don't get enough sleep. So I learned that working just a little bit longer, a little bit later, does nothing for my business, for my family, for my happiness. And I learned that during the same period of time. I overcame, let me think here. How should I put this into words? I overcame challenges I never knew I'd ever have in my life. And I was able to overcome the complexity of all I had on my plate in a way that I still felt strong. And number four, I'm proud of. What are you proud of? What have you done that you think, yep, that was awesome? And for me, you already know it. It was, I got my kids in clean underwear every single day. There are other things I'm proud of, but honestly, symbolically, to able to keep things operating. Okay, so now it's your turn. I want you to go back, read through your list, and take it in. Notice it. Honor it. Because it's just the tip of the iceberg. A hint of what you're capable of doing. So ask yourself, could you list at least two things per category? If you could, fantastic. It's time to put the champagne on ice. Let it be, come back to it in a day or two and see what else pops into your mind. And if you're feeling kind of stuck, like Sunday, seriously, I don't really have anything or only have one thing, that's okay. Remember, this is a beginning. And you might want to call what I call a sparring partner. Talk to your best girlfriend. Talk to your partner. Ask your kids. Ask your coworkers. They are going to have so many examples for you. So use someone to brainstorm the successes you're just not seeing. Your achievements are seriously unlimited and are totally worth digging for. And remember, if you don't celebrate your successes, no one else will do it for you. You have a choice. You can continue on as normal, or you can start noticing your big and small achievements and reaping the benefits. Okay, so if you take anything from this conversation today, keep in mind that celebrating your big and small successes not only feels good, but it helps you correct the distorted image so many of us walk around with every day. And you're more successful and more accomplished than you give yourself credit for. Okay, so it's time to change that. This is Sunday Chandra Bean from SundayBean.com. Thank you for listening today. The one thing you can do today to start celebrating is to simply take note. So pull out that pen and paper and have that bottle of champagne at arm's length, because it's time to celebrate you.